song. It's called Do You Know How It Feels? And I hope you know how it feels today. Be saved, because it's the greatest feeling of all the world.
Amen.
It's the difference between heaven and hell.
Troy.
Just pray for me.
Bless your Lord.
Know something's missing, your still small voice that you just keep dismissing. Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside?
Yeah.
The vengeance for you,
yeah,
on a cross someone dies. Do you know how it feels,
yeah,
when he knocks to surrender,
have
your sins washed away?
Woo!
Never to be remembered, knowing heaven is real.
Yeah,
tell me, do you know how? How does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your heavenly Father owns everything? And how does it feel to know you are loved,
yeah,
by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're alright,
yeah,
you lay your head, yeah, on your pillow
each month
and know that it's real?
Yeah.
Tell me, do you know how it feels? You know how it feels when your cold heart has melted and your tears started flowing the moment you felt it.
Yeah.
You know how it feels when you know you've been changed.
Yeah.
It seems like the whole world,
yeah,
has been,
yeah,
rearranged.
Yeah.
You know how it feels.
Oh,
yeah, you're not,
yeah,
at home.
Amen.
Tell me, do you know how it feels? Does it feel to know you're a child of the King?
Your
Father, He owns,
amen,
everything.
Thank you, Lord.
How does it feel
pretty good
to know you are loved by the one who created the stars above?
Bless
the
Lord.
Pillow each night,
hey,
and know,
oh,
that it's real.
Oh.
Tell me, do you know how it feels?
Yeah.
Do you know how it feels?
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
You said it round about.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Best yet to come. Your children today, Lord. Touch your hearts of them, Lord.
Amen.
I believe His power.
bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Songs that have just been sung. Lord, you truly are the balm of Gilead. You truly are the Good Samaritan. You truly are the one that's touched by the feelings of our infirmities. You're the great physician.
Yes.
You're the one, Lord, that'll come when no one else cares. We thank you so much for your wondrous works. Our eyes have been opened. We see, Lord, now not only where you work, but how you work. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Bless those that are seeking you and those, Lord, that are needing you right now. I pray, Lord, you'd fill, Lord, their cup till it runs over. I pray, Lord, their lips will never fail of praise for you, and glory be given to you for these favors, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right, appreciate those good psalms today. Appreciate Sister Carter. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. It's my sister, Lord. Touch her heart.
Whenever she was singing, my heart was pounding.
That's all right. That's what we like.
Yeah.
And I have this song on my mind, and I just really feel like I need to sing it. It's called I Choose Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that eternal decision.
I stand in the shade.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you might have opportunity to come and praise the Lord. So we're glad that folks felt liberty to do that today. And if you didn't come, we hope you will before the service is over with. All right, let's read some out of the Bible this morning. In Luke chapter 23 this morning, verse 27, we're going to read down through verse 33, and we'll read verse 33 together. Luke chapter 23 and verse 27. Luke 23, verse 27. The Bible said, "And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the womb that never bare, and the pouch which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death."
Yeah.
Read verse 33 together, you followed me. "And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. And the malefactors, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. And then said Jesus, Father, forgive them." Let's pray. You can be seated. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the moving of the Holy Spirit of God this morning.
Yes,
and we never, ever, Lord, want to quench the Holy Spirit of God. And we want you to have your way. And Lord, we just ask you to give us leadership and then discernment to know what you want. Lord, in every service, and I pray folks will obey you, not quench the Spirit of God. And we pray today, Lord, for the message, and I know it's near the heart of God, and I pray that you'll bless it today and minister to us a few minutes here today from these passages in the Bible. We thank the ones that have been saved, Lord, and we pray for those that will be saved. Father, pray for those that need to be saved.
Yes.
They're here today.
Yes.
Pray for those that are saved, but they never told anybody. They kept it to themselves. Pray the power of God would move upon them and help them to not be secret disciples,
help
but to come out openly. Let others know, Lord, what God's done for them. Father, I ask you today, Lord, to just come. We know preaching is a spiritual thing. We know, Lord, it takes the Holy Spirit. It's a thing that God gives unction and anointing, and without the Spirit of God, It's just man speaking.
Yes,
but we pray today that God will make it preaching.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray you take the sermon, make it a message today.
Yes, Father.
And I pray you'd be pleased with what's said and what's done, Lord, throughout and at the end of the service today. And we praise you for every person here today. There's
yes.
nobody so deep down that you can't reach them.
Yes.
And Lord, nobody so high up that you can't bring them down.
Amen.
And we just pray that God have his way in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I'm preaching as God leads. I told you last Sunday, God had laid a series on my heart, and I didn't know if I was going to preach it every week or if I was just going to preach maybe one, but I wanted to start it anyway. And I started last Sunday preaching a series on the A to Z of Calvary. You know that word Calvary is only mentioned in the Bible one time. It's all that's mentioned in the Bible. And such an awful place there, but yet such a wonderful place that God chose to only put it in the Bible one time. I preached last week, if you were here, week before last, on the actions at Calvary. But today I want us to use that letter B this morning on the B's of Calvary. And there's a lot of them. I'm not going to preach them all. But we just think about how it's laid out there in the Bible. We think about the betrayal at Calvary, before Calvary. How that Judas betrayed the Son of God for $19.20. He sold the Son of God. Betrayed him. And so there is the betrayal there at Calvary. And then we just read that when they led him away, there was the bewailing of the ladies as they followed him up to Calvary. The Bible said they were bewailing, and Jesus turned to them and said, "Don't weep for me." But he said, "Weep for yourselves, for your children, and them that are afar off." And then, of course, when he got to the cross, there was the brutality of how they stripped him.
Yes.
They hit him over the head with a reed. They mocked him. They plucked his beard out. And the brutality of Calvary.
Yeah,
and then there was the bruising, no doubt. The Bible said that it pleased the Lord to bruise him in Isaiah 53. And there was the blushing. They stripped him naked before the multitude that was there. And the Bible said he despised the shame of that, but he endured it for your sake and my sake. And of course, there was blood everywhere. There was blood everywhere. The Bible says that he poured out his blood. Now, the Bible didn't say he spilled his blood because, you know, if I take this water here and I spill it, that's an accident. But if I pour it, that is a something that I plan to do. There was no accident. God planned to do it. Amen. Then there was the blackness of Calvary. How that God shut the lights out and it became black there. For about 3 hours it became black on Calvary's hill. But I want to just pick out three things this morning. And I want to preach you a message here this morning. And I want to look at three things at Calvary that have to do with that letter B. And I first want to mention this morning the bewilderment of Calvary. You say the bewilderment of it. Yes, now, I don't mean the Lord Jesus was bewildered. He wasn't. He knew exactly what was going on at each interval of Calvary. He knew exactly what was taking place. But he said something there at the end of the day that was a bewilderment to a lot of people. You say, what was he? Well, he cries out in the midst of all of it. He cries out and said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, if you've been coming on Wednesday night, I've been teaching out of Psalms 22. And we talked some about this, but most of you don't come on Wednesday night. So I do want to give you this morning and about the bewilderment of Calvary. It has bewildered a lot of people as to why that Jesus cried that out. If he knew everything like you said he does, preacher, if he knew what was taking place, why did he say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Well, three reasons. First of all, if you look in Psalms 22, If you look there, you'll notice the very first verse is almost verbatim to what he said upon the cross. A lot of people don't realize this. I was actually amazed at how many people, after teaching on it, how many people said, "I didn't realize that was talking about the cross." But you see, Matthew is how Matthew saw the cross, and Mark is how Mark saw the cross, and Luke is what Luke saw, and John is what John saw. But Psalms 22 is what Christ saw and what Christ felt from the top of that old rugged cross. And the Bible said, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He said that, number one, because that was prophetic. The Bible said when the Messiah came, that the Messiah would cry out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" When Jesus said that, he fulfilled the prophecy of Psalms 22. When Jesus cried that out, he fulfilled just one of many things that the Bible said the Messiah would do. Somebody said, he just did that because he knew. Let me tell you something. When they drive nails in your hands and in your feet, you've been through a night of trials. You've been ridiculed. You've been lied on. You've been beat upon. You're not hanging on the cross thinking, "Now, what am I supposed to say right here?" I want you to know that he was the Son of God. He was the Messiah of the world. And so it was prophetic. Number two, it was the plain truth. You see, when he's dying on that cross, he has taken the place of every lost sinner. Can I tell you that every lost sinner that dies without the Lord, they are forsaken of God. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? On the time that he didn't call him Father, he said, God. You say, why was that? Because he's taken my place. He's taken your place. God is not the father of lost sinners. God is not the father of unsaved people. And so when he's on the cross, he's taken our place. And he says, my God. You say, God's my father. He's your father by creation. But if you're not saved, he's not your father by salvation. I want you to understand that for Linus Prophet to be my father, I had to be born of him. And for God to be your father, you have to be born of him. You have to be born by the Spirit of God. I'll tell you, my friend, he's our father by birth. Romans 8 said we've got the Spirit of adoption. He's our father by adoption. But I'm glad, I'm glad that he fulfilled that prophecy of Psalms 22. I'm glad he spoke the plain truth. And he said, why hast thou forsaken me? If you die lost, God forbid that you die and leave this world without God. But if you do, you'll be forsaken of God. If you do, there'll be a great gulf that will separate between you and God. You don't want to die lost. And then there's this. He's taken the place of every sinner. He died on the cross for you. And he died on the cross for me. He suffered our hell in that amount of time on the cross. He supernaturally, he supernaturally I suffered not what one sinner would suffer in hell, but he supernaturally suffered whatever sinner I would suffer in hell if they died and went there. What a great day for the Son of God that paid our place on the cross of Calvary. There was the bewilderment of Calvary. People wondered several things, but I won't mention no more, just that one. But then I want to say this, talking about the bees of Calvary, the beauty of Calvary.
Yeah, brother. Amen. Yeah.
You say, Brother Rick, the beauty of Calvary. Yeah, we sung it this morning.
Yeah.
George Bernard, who was a Methodist evangelist.
Yes, Lord.
George Bernard, he wrote what some say is the greatest gospel song that was ever written. You say, what was it? The old rugged cross.
Amen.
And in the stanza of the last verse of that song, it says, the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, what a wondrous beauty. Woo! I see. You see, my friend, there is beauty at the cross.
Yes.
You say, I see blood. I see brutality. I see bruising. Yes, all of that's true this morning. But for the child of God, there is beauty when we look to the cross.
Amen.
You see, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
Right.
Amen. If you know Him and you know something about salvation, Calvary is beautiful to you.
Amen.
You see, it's like somebody's lost their father, or somebody's lost their mother, maybe their grandmother.
Bless you, Lord.
And I've been preaching 36 years, the third of this month. In other words, I think Tuesday or whatever it was, I've been preaching 36 years.
Bless you, Lord.
That's over half of my life.
Bless you.
I'll be 62 in May. God has let me preach the wondrous truth of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say that if you have ever went to the casket, and I've had many people over 36 years of preaching tell me about their mother's hands or their father's hands. Well, other people go up there, they don't see that. Too long ago, I was out at the nursing home, and my mother was sitting there rubbing her hands, and I looked down at her, and she saw me look, and she said, ain't they ugly? She said, I don't know what happened to them. She said, my hands didn't used to look like that. I kind of grabbed her hand. I said, oh, no, Mama. I said, them's beautiful hands. They ironed my clothes.
Yeah.
They washed my clothes. They prepared food for me. They ironed my shirts. They got me ready for school. They carried me down to the house of God.
Yes.
I said, I went to that old sewing factory and said, there an old machine and sold all day. No, them hands are beautiful to me. They got a song called Father's Hands. And if you've ever stood there at the casket and you looked at your daddy's hands and the scars on them, you looked at your grandpa's hands and knowing how they labored, somebody else would walk up there, Brother Eddie, and they might say they're ugly, but they're not ugly to you. You say, why? You know what those hands are brought for you.
Amen.
I'll tell you, the hands fell to the cross of Calvary. With blood all over them. Those hands fell at Calvary. They may have been ugly to some, but they're beautiful to me. Because they're nailed at that old rugged cross. They were nailed there for me, thank God. Praise God. For the beauty of the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Heaven for us, brother. Amen.
Real famous artist. France. And he painted some beautiful pictures. He was known for his pictures. Somewhere later on in life, he contacted a disease. That disease, it made his hands crooked. It caused him a lot of pain. And it got where the only way he could continue to do his artwork would he would have to hold his brush just on the fingertips of his crooked hand. And by watching him paint and looking at his face, you could tell it brought him much pain. Every time he painted, it brought him much pain.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
One day somebody was there, and they were watching him as he was working on one of his masterpieces, and they seen the pain on his face. They heard the groans coming from him. And they said, why do you do it? Why do you continue to paint when it causes you such pain? He laid his brush down and he said, well, he said, the pain will subside, but the beauty will remain. Can I tell you, the fire that he stayed on the cross, he stayed on the cross, glory to God, because that he knew that the pain would subside. After a few hours, the pain would be over, but the beauty of people being saved would last all throughout eternity, thank God.
God bless you, Brother Rich.
Yeah.
Praise
Lord.
God.
The beauty of Calvary.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
An undeserved love.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, love's a beautiful thing anytime you see it.
Right.
A mother loving a child loving their mother,
yeah.
Husband and wife, loving each other. Love's a beautiful thing. When it's real love, a Bible type love.
Right.
Can I tell you, there is no greater love than what Christ had.
Right.
The Bible said, greater love hath no man than this.
Yeah. Right.
That a man lay down his life.
Thank you, Lord.
For his friends. But Christ didn't lay his life down for his friends.
Exactly.
The beauty exceeds that. He laid down his life for his enemies.
Amen.
He laid down his life for those that wouldn't even accept him.
Amen.
It makes it even more a beautiful thing, thank
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Undeserved.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
And then love's a beautiful thing when it's unrestricted.
Right.
Thank you.
You say we restrict our love to the boundaries.
You're right, brother.
Of those we want to love.
You're right.
But you hear what he said on the cross?
Yeah.
Father, forgive them.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing.
That's right.
That's right, brother. That's the people nailed him to the cross.
That's right.
Right.
When we were yet sinners,
yeah.
Christ died for us.
Amen.
Amen. When we were ungodly, unlovable, Christ died for us
thank
on the cross.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Calvary is a beautiful thing. Thank God, the beauty of Calvary.
Woo! Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Let me say this. The blessings of Calvary. You see, Christ on the cross is going back into the Old Testament.
Yes, brother.
He's that smitten rock.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, right.
He says in Corinthians, I am that rock.
Yeah.
Right.
When Moses smote that rock,
right.
The waters came out.
Woo. Amen.
Yeah.
The blessings came out.
That's
the waters
right.
came out.
Yeah. Right. Rivers overflowed.
And then the next time Moses smote it, God said, because of that, you're not going into the promised land.
Yes. That's right.
Right.
You say, why? Because the Lord allowed his son to be smoked once.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Brother, God bless you, brother.
But the next time he just said, speak to the rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Moses didn't speak to the rock. He smote it again.
Yeah.
God said, I'll let my son be crucified once.
Yes.
Right.
But I'll never, ever let him be crucified again.
Amen.
Amen. He died once and for all. He died for every sinner that ever had him. Amen.
Amen.
We see here the blessings flow from Calvary.
Amen, brother. That's right.
Every blessing we have today.
Yeah.
You're right.
Come from Calvary.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You say this church is a blessing, come Calvary.
Right.
You say the Bible is a blessing.
Oh yeah.
Come through because of Calvary.
That's right.
Yeah.
You say being saved is a blessing, it come because of Calvary.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get more caught up on the blessing than we do the source of it.
Amen.
Right, that's true.
That's true, brother.
We stop too short.
Yeah.
Right.
I brought a radio up here and set it up here today and I started playing it. You got a blessing out of it. We'd hear a guitar. We'd hear a violin. We'd hear maybe a piano. We'd hear music. We'd hear singing.
Yeah.
Right.
We get blessed. But that guitar,
yeah.
Violin, piano, or singer's not in that box.
You're right.
Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
We have to go all the way back to where the station is that's sending out the airwaves.
Yeah.
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 Can I tell you, our blessings go all the way back. And if we want to get to the source, we got to go even farther back to
that's right.
Before the foundations of the world.
Amen.
God slain Christ in the mind of God. He was slain on the cross.
That's right.
Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
Sovereign God.
Yes.
You know, God was blessed at Calvary. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
You can't understand it.
Right.
The Bible said it pleased the Lord.
Yes, it did.
When he looked down there and he saw his son being beaten, he saw his son on the cross, it pleased the Lord.
Right.
And God actually was blessed by it.
Yeah.
Right.
You say why? He was blessed by the obedience of his son.
Yeah.
Amen. He was blessed on what he knew the results of that was going to be.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Lord was blessed through all of that.
Glory, brother.
Right.
Can I tell you, a sovereign God was blessed by his own son.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased.
Amen.
Many times God pointed out his son. God was blessed by his son.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God's blessed every time we take the Lord's Supper.
Yes. Yes.
You say, why? You're remembering his son.
Right.
That's right.
God is blessed every time somebody walks out and gets saved.
Amen.
That's right.
You say, why? That's what his son died.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
See, God is blessed. Through his own son.
Amen.
Hard to understand all that.
Yeah.
Again, there's a blessing in Calvary.
Bless him, Lord.
You see, Christ took our place.
Yeah.
He was our substitute.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You yeah. don't see.
Yeah. We see that in the Bible. Matthew 27. Verse 15, the Bible said, now at the feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. And we don't know, change the word of God, that notable prisoner could have been called Nathan.
Yes, sir, right. Absolutely.
That's right.
Or Steve.
Yep.
Yep.
Or Paul. Or Max. Or Mary.
Yep.
It could have been called any one of us sitting here.
You're right, Brother Rick.
And he was going to the cross. He was going to die. Someone said, well, Jesus was just one of many that was crucified. He's no different than any other Jew.
Bless him, Lord, bless him.
Oh, really? Did you know that they say there were 30,000 Jews crucified? 30,000 Jews have been crucified. Can you name one of them besides Jesus?
Hey, amen, brother.
Only one.
Yeah.
Right.
That's good.
You say why? He's the Son of God.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, brother, if I wouldn't say, I just look at the life of Jesus.
Yeah.
I just look at the things surrounding Jesus, and it'd make a believer out of me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He was God's Son.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
The Bible says, And they had a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will you that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for him that they had delivered him.
Amen.
When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man? That's an impossibility.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. For the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas to destroy Jesus. You know, the world would rather have a notable sinner than to have Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, human nature hasn't changed.
No, that's true.
They'd rather have a drunk or a harlot or a dope head. They'd rather have anybody than Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
Unless they've seen the light.
That's right.
And they said, give us Barabbas.
Yeah.
And give us Jesus. You know what happened to Barabbas? He let him go.
Right.
Why? Because Jesus Christ took his place.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was his substitute.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, he took your place.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
He wants to give you his place.
Yes.
Amen,
yes.
Brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
He took your sin so that you could become God's son.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Woo. Over in Africa, one of many of our missionaries that went over there
And you spent about 30 years there with not much success.
Thank you, Lord.
You really failed to failure. And he told him, he said, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go back to the States. When the old tribesman chief heard about it, he said, let's have one more service before you go back.
Bless him, Lord.
And so they got them all together. And the missionary got up, and as he always did, he preached about the cross. He preached about Calvary.
Yeah.
He preached about Christ hanging on the cross. As he ended his message, that old bearded, naked tribal chief stood up.
Bless him, Lord.
And he started screaming, take him down! Take him down! Take him down! I should be a fire, not him!
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Needless to say, a revival broke out. Amen. Needless to say, the missionary stayed.
Praise the Lord.
But that old missionary got what some people never got. You ought to be up there.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And I ought to be up there.
Amen.
Right, amen.
Because we deserve to be up there.
Amen.
That one thief that got saved. That's what he said. He said, we're getting what we deserve.
Yes.
He's a just man. He don't deserve to be up there.
Amen.
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 That's good, Brother Rick. He got saved.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Talk about a blessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of blessings come from Calvary, but the greatest blessing is salvation.
That's yes. Right.
Amen. Amen.
You don't have to go to hell.
Amen. Amen.
He took your place.
Amen.
He suffered your hell.
Right.
He paid your debt.
He's right.
He made you a place
oh, yeah.
to go live eternity. It's a whole lot better than hell.
Yeah. Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Thank God for yeah. the old rugged cross.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank God for the blessings of Calvary.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the fountain. There is a fountain filled with blood
yes.
yeah. drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners come.
Yeah.
Sinners come and they get in that flow, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sinners come and they plunge themselves in the cleansing blood of Calvary. Hey. Thank God.
Yeah.
Hey, God.
It's all the guilty stuff.
Right this morning
yeah.
for the blessing of Calvary.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Right this morning that Jesus went to an old rugged cross.
Yes.
Yeah.
God in our state.
Yes, thank you.
And you and I might be saved this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. The beauty of Calvary. What that man did for us.
Thank you, Lord.
The bewilderment of Calvary. You see, I don't know why he loved us. I can't figure that out.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's no logic
right.
to his love.
No. Right.
Why would he love us?
Yeah.
Amen.
He made us. He could have made some more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep.
Why did he love us, Brother Eddie?
Amen, brother.
We deserved hell. Yep. Why didn't he let us go there? There's no logic to Calvary.
Yep. Amen.
Right.
That's right, brother.
Thank God he loved us.
Amen.
Yeah, under the end.
You rather don't have to explain it. I just have to receive it.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This thing happened. Probably over right at 2,000 years ago,
yeah.
this thing happened.
Yeah.
Most things die out.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Wear out.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
People forget about them. Something right. new comes along.
Right.
But you see, Calvary was so great.
Yeah.
It's never wore out.
That's right, brother.
There's been plenty new to come along, but nothing's ever been able to
take place.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Woo!
Yeah.
Calvary.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
The old Indian, walked up at the great Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
He stood there breathtaking in awe
yeah.
as he looked out across there. And finally, after he regained his composure, finally, after some moments of silence, that old Indian with tears in his eyes, he said something big at me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell you, every time I go back to Calvary,
yes,
yeah,
brother,
yeah, yeah.
And I get close to the cross
yes.
and I stand there, I realize something big oh, happened yeah. there.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
God throwed his son in the pool of humanity.
Yeah. Right.
And the ripples have reached all the way out to you and me.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Lord, I thank you today for Calvary.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I
thank you, Lord.
I know you're bringing us near the cross. I know, Lord, you're trying to get us once again to get up close to the cross where we can see what you've done for us.
Thank you.
What you suffered for us. The price you paid that those of us that are saved could be saved. And the price you paid that those that are not saved can be saved today. Lord, the time is nigh, even at the door. We know the church age is winding down.
Yes.
But thank God the door is still open wide yes. enough that sinners can get in.
Amen.
And I pray this morning, Lord, somebody would come today. I pray this morning that somebody, though they may have been bewildered by it all, I pray that they've seen the beauty of it today.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray they'll get the blessings of it today.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, they'd come be saved.
Yep.
Those of us that are saved, Lord, oh, how grateful we ought to be.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord, to get the vision that we need.
Help us, Father.
Help us, Lord, the Spirit of God, to help us, Lord, to be grateful as we ought to be today.
Yes, Lord.
And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, let's mind the Lord today.
124.
You need to come, you come today. Back on Sunday night or Wednesday night, get where you don't want to read your Bible and you don't want to pray. Lord, when you get back to Calvary, Lord,
yeah.
You see what the Lord went through for the likes of us. I mean, it makes me think, you know, Lord, if He did that for me, I ought to be able to
yes.
do something for Him. And if He died for me, I should be willing to live
yes.
for Him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the cross.
Amen.
And I hope this morning the the Lord spoke to your heart somewhere through a song, through a message. I hope as you go through this week that you'll think about Calvary.
Oh, yeah.
And what the Lord done for us. Amen. Oh, don't ever let Calvary get cold in your heart.
Right.
Amen.
That's why that songwriter said, Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Yeah.
Right. You see, if we drift away, God has a way to let us find our way back. Calvary. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, brother. Is any word on anyone's heart this morning? Yes, brother. Poindexter.
I don't see how anybody can go through the world, not get saved, and not believe in God. I don't see how anybody can go through the world doing that. You see what God done for me.
Sure.
God done everything for me. My wife. God done miracles with me. And you know, like everybody says, God is a man of God. A man of God. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, if anybody don't believe in God, I don't know. I feel sorry for him. But I don't want to know where they're going at. Amen.
Somebody else, related.
I'd like to thank the Lord to save my soul, Brother Rick. I'd like to thank you for what I've seen, felt, heard here this morning. Man, oh man. Just can't brag on him enough. I come in town this morning shouting all the way into town. No one around to impress. No flesh to put on display. Just a couple of an older. I'm so glad, boy. So glad he's saving a worthless soul like me. I'm so glad to be saved. So thankful to hear the price he had to pay just so I could be forgiven, so I could be the Barabbas go free. I never get tired of hearing about Calvary. God bless you.
Preach. Amen, brother. All right, somebody else today. Word for the Lord. Yes, Jeremy.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Get the Lord of your soul.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, the love of God. Ocean word.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, somebody else today. Word of praise for the Lord. Don't want to cut you off. Don't want to make you stay longer. The Lord wants us to, brother.
Bless my brother, Lord. Bless
him. Amen.
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 Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen. Somebody do that for you deserves something, don't
you? Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. All right, somebody else. Anybody else? Yes, Brian.
Brother Kelly, thank God for saving me first. That old rugged cross.
Yeah.
Song that's played today.
Yeah.
God came down and touched my heart.
About that.
You know, that thing has to be on our lots of good words.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you. You
know, be able to reach down to where I was. I just thank you for that. For my family, I thank you for watching over me, you know.
Yes, brother.
Like you say, you know, we can get away from him. But he's always going to draw us back in.
Leave a 99.
Into him. And I thank him for choosing me. And, you know, 47 years old, for him to come back for me.
Yeah.
Boy, it's a blessing.
Well, I'm sure from
that. Thank you for that.
He said that you've not chosen me, I've chosen you.
Yeah.
He chose us that we might be able to choose.
Exactly. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Sister Marie.
Hey. Hallelujah, Marie.
He's a king. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, anybody else? Brother Paul.
Brother Rick, I don't testify too often.
Bless him, Lord.
I just want to thank God for saving me and doing what He has for me. This whole world is a mess.
Yeah.
At times I think I've not been treated the best in the world.
Bless.
The good Lord still got me here.
Oh, yeah.
He's still helping
me. Care.
He's helping my family. And I just want to thank Him. Saving me and
everything. Amen, brother
Paul.
Amen.
Amen. Like what he said, sometimes I feel like I ain't been treated the best there ever was, but I think what he was saying in that is I've been treated a whole lot better than him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, anybody else? Appreciate these good testimonies. I know the Lord does. Yes, but Gil.
my mother and father's hands. Growing up, I never had
a doubt. Amen.
And I just want to thank you for his our hands.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Boy, you ever seen that picture? I used to see it. I don't see it a long time, but it's the Lord's hands with that big stake that's been there and been took out. As a little girl's got his hands, and what she's saying, what happened to your hands?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to him?
Yes, right.
Amen.
All
right, somebody else. Feel the Lord in this place.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Thank the Lord for saving my soul.
Yeah, Brother Jack.
I was sitting there, we were just preaching about that 30,000 that was crucified. And I guess that was a Holocaust. Once I took it, once Israel had that 15 day tour, they had a big dome there, big this building, and name after name that's telling them names about the ones that was crucified. And that museum, that goes around 24 hours a day.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah. Anybody never read the name, but I bet he can't tell us one of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody knows one that's crucified.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know why? He's giving him a name above every name.
Yes. Amen. Right. Amen. Yep.
A name above every name. But at the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Everything in heaven.
Yes.
Everything in earth.
Yes, sir.
Everything in under the earth.
Yeah.
Every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Even the devil.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Praise God. Anybody else today?
I want to thank God for so much
that
He's done for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for my salvation. And also, when the songs and everything was saying, and the preachers were in
your church,
it's just like, why can't these people that close their eyes from the Lord, why can't they just open them up? That's what He's wanting. He wants you to open your eyes and see what I've done for you. I sacrificed myself for you.
Bless
you.
Lord.
And here your eyes are closed. They should be open for what He's done. And I thank God for what He's done.
Amen.
For
you. Amen. Pray and thank God to open their eyes.
Yes.
All right. Anybody else today? All right. Our radio broadcast is on 88.3 at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. If you're driving down the road, tune it in, okay? All right, then. Turn around and shake somebody's hand. Thank you for coming today. We'll have church again tonight. We'll do this again tonight at 6 o'clock. I hope you'll come. Lord bless you.
Hallelujah.